you 15%.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the Memphis studios of KWAM. We are celebrating Memphis today on the program. Tomorrow's traveling will take us to Stephensville, Texas, in the home of one of the Texas A&M Aggie schools, as a matter of fact. That'll be very cool. I'll love that. And then, well, hopefully you'll love it. More important that you like it than me liking it, I guess. But then if I like it, Richie, people seem to kind of wrap themselves around it. You guys get all enthused. Roberta,
that's why we call this the Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
Right, Richie, you're right on that. Roberta's here, and Jennifer's here, and Clay is here, and Richie is here. And also, Phil Lempert, who's the supermarket guru, and I just introduced him to Diane Hampton, who runs a program called Memphis in May. And I said, do you know who Phil is? She said, yeah, he's famous. Can you say that? You can say it better in Memphis and Memphisian than I can. Say he's famous.
He's famous.
He's famous. Phil, you're famous. My heavens.
Well, thank you, Diane, but, you know, there's nothing like good Memphis barbecue.
Right, barbecue is really extraordinarily good here, and there's a barbecue festival, Diane, that goes on as part of Memphis in May. Is that it?
Yeah, Memphis in May is actually a month-long celebration.
Thus, Memphis in May.
It's in May this year.
Wow, clever.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we laugh about stuff like that, but Oktoberfest is usually celebrated in September.
Well, that's true.
How that could be remains to be seen. At any rate, so you have full charge of Memphis in May, but the big thing is people come from all over the country, if not all over the world, to share in the barbecue here.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Memphis is the undisputed barbecue capital of the world.
Is that true? Wait a minute. Let me check that with Phil, who knows more about food than anybody else. Phil, can you verify what Diane says?
Watch it, Phil. I said you were famous.
No, absolutely. And, you know, and also what Memphis can do better than other states or other cities when it comes to barbecue, they understand it. I mean, you go to Atlanta, and I don't want to pick on Atlanta, but there's barbecue places in Atlanta. They don't make barbecue correctly. And in fact, what I find is a lot of the sauces, the barbecue sauces that are used in other states, have more sugars in them. And what you really want with a barbecue sauce is you want high acid to break down the myosins in the meat. You know, you don't want to just coat it and slather it with sugar.
Well, there you go.
So what is there? Then what's the magic ingredient, Diane, for a good barbecue in Memphis?
Memphis.
Memphis is it? It's just the air?
It's something in the air. It's something in the air. I think, actually, Memphis sort of invented barbecue, Doug.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Phil, will you corroborate that statement?
That I can't. I'm not sure where barbecue, but Richie would know that.
Richie probably would know that.
Now, in Memphis is obviously, when I think barbecue, I probably think Memphis first, then you have Kansas City. And then you have North Carolina barbecue,
Carolina,
which is the sweet barbecue with the sugar. But if I go to one of these barbecue places who has all the different regional recipes, I will always gravitate towards the Memphis barbecue. It's just it's so much more hearty tasting, and it's not sugary, and it's got a little bit of kick to it, which is what I like.
Oh, so what would be, Phil?
And I have the answer.
We need to know what the if it's not sugar that's the main ingredient, then what is the golden
high acid, whether it be vinegar, tomatoes, high acid tomatoes, things like that. And by the way, barbecue was invented in the late 1400s from Jamaica.
Really?
And Spanish explorers saw this method and they called it.
But I wonder if it isn't the black heritage that Memphis has that would bring barbecue, because barbecue really is associated, I think, with the heritage of slavery and black traditions and stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But there's no slavery in Memphis
anymore.
Certainly
is a part of it. And, of course, maybe it was invented in Jamaica, but it was defined in Memphis.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, it all comes back to Memphis, Phil.
Yep.
Comes back to Memphis. So what are the good... Phil and his interest in food, the supermarket guru, goes to various supermarkets. There are thousands, tens of thousands of items in every supermarket that needs to be scrutinized. What are the big chains, the supermarket chains here, Diane?
Well, Kroger, of course, is huge here. Schnucks is...
Why would anybody call
Schnucks.
It? Is that the name
I
of the family
Schnucks.
That ran it? Schnucks?
It's out of... Out of St. Louis, I think.
Exactly. It's out of St. Louis, still owned by the Schnucks family.
Yeah.
They have among the best merchandising ever, especially when it comes to produce.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think they ought to have changed their name to, like, Schnucky or something, right? Or somebody already took that, I guess.
No.
It's been used before.
Dougies? You know, they would call it Dougies.
Yeah, we could do that. Or Phillies. Or Phillies and Dougies. By the way, Phil is brought to you by the folks at the American Egg Board, who are responsible for helping you understand how incredibly you can start your day every day. Breakfast with the kings? No. Breakfast with the hens? No. Breakfast with the eggs? Yes. Eggs for breakfast. Why?
Is that a rhetorical question?
No, it's a question aimed at you.
Ah, okay. Well, what threw me off is breakfast with the hens.
Yeah, well, you have to have the hens before you get the eggs.
Threw me off.
It is week proven that the hen came first before the egg.
Yeah, just 15 cents, loaded with all kinds of great protein, versatile, and just about everything you need to know about eggs, even more than you know, having breakfast with a hen, is available at the incredible edibleegg.org.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And then average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Think about that special someone in your life. Good. Now push them aside and focus on you. Isn't it time you treated yourself to what could be hundreds of dollars in savings on your car insurance by switching to GEICO? Don't you want to join the other 4 million drivers who switched last year? Contact GEICO today for a free rate quote and show yourself how much you care about yourself.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Bill Lippert is here, the supermarket guru, to share food thoughts. Specifically, we're talking about barbecue because it's so well known in Memphis. They have their barbecue festival here every year. Last year, the winner was a lady, apparently.
Yeah, the winner, the team name was actually Yazoo's Delta Q from Yazoo City, Mississippi.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mississippi.
Mississippi.
And
Mississippi.
What was the recipe that won? Why did she win?
You know, most of the teams here that come from around the country will not give out their recipes.
But is it what we were just
but
hearing?
She cooked a whole hog.
She did. But there's tomato and vinegar-based barbecue sauce here versus the sugar-based that seems to be prevalent elsewhere. Not only, if you can say this, I mean, I'm not a fan. I don't eat meat, beef, but Richie's happy to tell you I'll eat other things. And I do.
You eat pork?
I have pork, yeah.
This is a pork-only competition.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Pork
so,
only.
So, but isn't it true that this would be healthier if we can, I mean, who's going to make an argument for being healthier? I suppose using vinegar, which is very good for you, and tomatoes, which are good for you. If you use those as a base, how can this not be better for you than the stuff's got sugar base?
I think it's the natural antioxidant.
Phil, what say you on that?
Well, no, yes, you're 1,000% correct that, you know, what we think of as barbecue sauces that we buy from supermarkets, no relation. They're closer to ketchup than they are to anything else. And, you know, a good barbecue, whether it be a rub or a sauce, is high in acid. It's flavorful. It brings out the flavor of the meat versus just coating it. And the problem with so many of these sugars, and most of them have high fructose corn syrup in them, they actually burn. Sugar burns faster than the meat does. So you're really not getting the good flavor of barbecue unless you go to Memphis. So we all have to go to Memphis.
Well, the vinegar aspect and the tomato aspect will seek, if you marinate it, that stuff will seek its own internally, and it'll seep into the thread of the meat and make it, I mean, again, as Phil's saying, the other stuff you just put on top and it just burns off. So how does it really affect the flavor of it or the value of it?
You know, a lot of the teams in Memphis, and Phil will certainly appreciate this, for instance, Melissa Cookston, who won the competition with Yazoo's Delta Q last year, cooked a whole hog. You can't put sauce all over a whole hog.
No.
So they inject their meats.
Really?
Mm-hmm,
oh, my God.
As they're on the grill, inject them with vinegar.
So they have a needle and they stick it into the...
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
that's a syringe. Good Lord. So why are there not, speaking of the fact that she was the winner... Why are there not more women chefs in general, women who are entering these contests, or just in general more? You and I on our Saturday program rarely, if ever, talk to a woman. We had a fellow on last weekend who is a chef, joining a long list of men who have been on our weekend get-together, Phil. We don't have women who are chefs. Why?
Well, one of the problems with being a chef is these are 20-hour days. And, you know, it's just a physically grueling job. And what we find is a lot of women chefs have become women chefs either instead of or in lieu of getting married and having a family, or after their family's already grown. So we do have a bunch more of women chefs, you know, now, especially because of the Food Network, they can get a TV show, and it's a better life than it was just, you know, opening up a restaurant.
Yeah. All right. So that makes good sense. Phil Lember, the supermarket guru, before we leave, Diane, one of the things about the celebration of Memphis is where it is. Now, Arkansas is across the river. You got Illinois to the north. But there's something about what you experience for ambiance here, especially if you're down by the river, that you don't feel, even if you're close by in one of these other states, you just don't feel it.
Well, I'll tell you, the Memphis, of course, and Memphis in May events are held in Tom Lee Park, which is located right along the Mississippi River.
Yep.
It's actually down below the bluffs. You know, we're referred to as the Bluff City.
Yep.
The park actually rests below the bluffs and is literally right along the Mississippi River.
So you get a great...
Mississippi.
The Mississippi River.
Uh-huh.
So you get a great feeling.
Not only do you get a great feeling, but the smoke that comes from that barbecue contest that wafts all over town.
Right, yeah. You gotta be. All right, so we're all coming down in May. Phil, let you and I come here for the Memphis in May celebration. Diane Hampton, thank you. And Phil, thank you. Phil Lever, the supermarket guru on Good Day.
Thanks to you both.
I'm a natural lover's man. This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY. Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Use as directed.
Seeing the movie that this theme, Jennifer, was this slow from The Social Network.
Oh, I just watched the movie again yesterday. I love that movie.
Yeah, this theme is like it's communicating weird messages to us, so, isn't
it? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Sounds like it's
something
like from
my brain's going to explode.
All right, so some of the other winners here. Alec Baldwin won for best. This is how many times he's won that?
A lot.
Yeah.
But he deserves it.
He's fun. Because
he's great in it. I was watching in the hotel at least little snippets of It's Complicated. He's really, and you go back to his career, to The Hunt for Red October, which is when he really made his mark, and look at him then, and then look at him now, and some of the various strange roles he's played, and how he's just gotten so much bigger as well, bigger in stature and bigger physically, but he still has what it takes. He talks here a little about how he might be interested in getting politics after he's done with 30 Rock.
Yeah, we have another year of the show after this. And then after that, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, it's something I'm interested in.
He's interested in
hey, President Baldwin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's Michael Douglas, Richie. It's 1428.
Yes.
On how he tells the audience last night at the Golden Globes that he's cancer-free.
Great. I got a, last week I got a tumor's gone. This type of cancer doesn't usually come back. I got to check in every month, but I'm so happy to be out. This is our first time out in months and months, and to be able to come to this thing cancer-free is pretty special.
Oh, that was the red carpet. Okay, so let's get to, as time allows, some of the people accepting. How many of you have seen The Fighter? Have you
I
seen
haven't,
that movie?
But I want
not.
To.
Mark,
the list.
Mark Wahlberg is very good in it. Two people won from the movie. Christian Bale got the award for best supporting actor.
Thanks
Richard.
To the HFPA. I never really knew who those guys were. I'd always leave the press junkets going, who were those oddball characters in that room? And now I know who you are. And I suddenly realize how wise and spectacular and perceptive those guys really are, you know, that they're giving us this. They're amazing, really. Really got to give a shout out to Mark because he drove this whole movie, and you can only give a loud performance like the one I gave when you have a quiet anchor. fantastic. And most of all, you know, the family. Thanks for letting us do this. Dickie and Mickey, to Dickie, thanks, mate. Thanks, Quacker. You know, you're the best.
I always forget, like, he's an Aussie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That blows my mind when I hear him.
Well, is he an Aussie or a South African?
I think he's an Aussie.
I think he's an Aussie, too. But it really does, when you get to Hugh Laurie or you get to Christian Bale or some of these other actors that have come here,
the girl that plays
Australia,
in Fringe.
They can really do an extraordinarily good job. This is how good they are, that they can lose their original accent. And not only did he lose his accent, but he picked up the Massachusetts accent to make it believable for his role in this movie.
I never knew Mel Gibson was an Aussie for years when I was growing up. Never knew.
Same thing with him.
Yeah.
All right, Katie Sagal got her award as the best actress in the TV series. The drama is Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, my God. You know, I've just been working so many years, and I'm so honored to be up here. Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. You are so sweet and have always been kind to me. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. Thanks to all my cast and crew, to Charlie Hunnam and Ron Perlman and Maggie Siff, all of you guys, it means so much. I have to thank the writers of the Sons of Anarchy. You know, when you do a television series week after week, you know, it's those words that keep us there. It's the words so we have something to do. And also to my husband, an executive producer of the Sons of Anarchy. Sweetheart, I love you. I'm so glad you're the boss of me. Man, I tell you what, this is awesome. Sarah Jackson, Esme, I love you. Thank you for being patient of a mommy that works. And I love you all, really. Thank you.
And also a best supporting actress to Melissa Leo, the mother in The Fighter. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever gotten an email from a friend claiming to be stuck in a foreign country and needing you to send cash? Well, if you fell for that one, I've got a deal with a Nigerian prince you just might be interested in. You need to educate yourself on the different kinds of travel scams that are out there. One of the primary agencies tracking financial scams is the Federal Trade Commission. Their latest program is called Travel Unravel. They've uncovered scams involving failure to disclose the actual cost of travel packages, free trip scams that involve charging fees, and failing to disclose that a timeshare presentation is part of a package or even a contest. Another great resource out there is the website Consumerist.com. They spotlight the latest scams and ripoffs, so this site has a wealth of information. Even our own State Department has its own fraud warning page, along with resources on who to contact if you think you've been scammed. And last but not least, if you think you've been ripped off by a travel company, let me know about it. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely, be smart, get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitation.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
On the Mississippi River, Mississippi, we got to say Mississippi River.
Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. How many people remember how to spell Mississippi from being in the fourth grade when your fourth grade teacher told you, and I don't remember even what the key was to remembering M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Two of everything.
What, two S's? Two S's.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Don't you remember the jumping jacks where you did M-I, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, I?
I missed that.
Jump back, I. That one? It was like a little workout routine.
Can't remember that. It's Martin Luther King Day.
Although I'd love to see Doug do that.
Here in Memphis and everywhere else, there are a lot of people studying Negro history, as it was referred to by Martin Luther King, used the term Negro history, Negro's contribution to American life, and the Negro as family head, Negro. Can you imagine, this is what, 45, this was 1967, so 43 years ago, right? It would be 43 years ago making this speech and having, what would be the focus of this speech today? It wouldn't be what the content was, it would be his use of the term Negro. Right? I mean, we have all of this hoopla.
Well, today he wouldn't be using that term.
You think not?
No. It's a different word.
No, African-American is what he'd be using.
I think it would just be black.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Participatory democracy today, underscored by a program which I am very solidly for and would like to be able to devote some more time to it, perhaps because we can't today. Tomorrow we will. Richard Dreyfuss, who I remember calling me, Bob was my program director at KABC. Bob Kay is with me now in terms of his connection to the Good Day program. He's my traveling companion, makes all the arrangements at the various stations and puts all of the pieces together so we can have a smooth trip. He was program director at KABC. And I remember any number of times when I was on the air at KABC being called by Richard Dreyfuss. I can remember him calling Larry Elder, who was on the air before me at KABC. He liked to mix it up. He liked to talk about the issues. He was an activist then and is very much an activist now, to the point where he has put together the so-called Dreyfuss Initiative. You go to that website. It's our website of the day, thedreyfusinitiative.org, thedreyfusinitiative.org. He's having something from 10 until noon today, Pacific, 10 Pacific to noon time, called Time for a Talk. And what he's put together are people from all sides of many contemporary issues, some of the issues that are the most strident. And it was put together before the discussion that came forth last week. In other words, the plans for this had been made before to have it today. Just coincidentally, it fits into all of the discussion on the radio and on television and with politicians about how to make things more civil. But more, it's aimed at teaching civics. How many times have you heard me on this program, any or all of you, talk about how disgraceful it is that we don't teach civics anymore in our American classrooms? It does seem almost anti-American, and Dreyfus is really upset about it to the point where he's put together this initiative, and the Internet chat is on the future of America. Where do you think we'll be, and what do you think you'll be thinking about America 30 years from now? The poll that he cited in the interview that I saw him on last night on one of the cable channels suggested that of 30 youngsters, high school youngsters, who were polled, none of the 30, and these were from all across the country, 30 cities across the country, none of them thought our future was good. Now, that's a devastating, devastating reality when you think about that. So what do you do about it? Well, I can support what he's doing, and I can do more of it myself. Certainly, he is to be commended, but this isn't about him, and it isn't about him. It's about the future of the country. It's about what we lack in our educational system. People who are on both sides of the aisle, by the way, are knowingly critical with good reason. Yet, where is the information going? Why aren't the teachers and the school systems their feet being held to the fire? There are good teachers. Jennifer's mother's a good teacher. We can all name good teachers who are around now. But they aren't the mainstream. And is it the teachers or is it the hierarchy that is responsible? Is the political situation such that we continue to chip away at what's needed for us to have a participatory democracy? If you don't have civics classes, you can't teach kids about how government works. Why are they going to be interested in being involved? It's incredible how how we're just watching it all slip away. And so Dreyfus is doing something about it. And I think that's something we ought to put the connection up, Clay, prominently at gooddayshow.com, thedreyfusinitiative.org, and Time for a Talk. Put that up in a prominent place, if you would, if we haven't done it already, the Internet chat. And anybody can log on to it and participate at 10 o'clock. That's 1 o'clock East Coast time, 10 o'clock West Coast time. So how many people think they would be interested in doing that? If you have a moment, you can it's a two-hour thing, but you could maybe spend some time in and out. But these kinds of things are very necessary. He's done it on his own dime. Congratulations to Dreyfus for doing this. Meanwhile, our poll today at DougSteffen.com, what's the best way for schools to observe today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day? A, close for the holiday. B, remain open and have special MLK learning activities. And C, remain open and have classes as usual. I would choose B. Frankly, some schools where there has been a lot of snow in the last month have chosen to stay open today. And Reverend Gasbag has been on as many talk shows as he can get himself on to criticize school systems for being open, suggesting to students they stay home and talk with their families about Martin Luther King. Give me a break. What family do you know who is going to spend any time today? I'm not judging whether it's good or bad, but who do you know who will take the time with you and your family? Will you, in any circumstance other than listening perhaps to us having this conversation on the radio, will you pay attention to Martin Luther King Day, or is it just another day off?
Sean, who is now 6 years old, coming up on seven and in first grade, learned a little bit about Martin Luther King last week and had some work and a poem that he learned and was excited to talk about it and read his poem.
Good.
Because it was something new that he learned and he wanted to show us and whatnot. So, I mean, last night he read us the poem and was very excited to talk about it, whether he would want to follow that up with, give me a full-length history lesson on Martin Luther King? Probably not. But
well, he may not know yet, Richie. He was 6 years old.
He was engaged in what they, brought to the first grade class.
Yeah. So that's good. The lessons of peace, well-being, working toward peace among all of us. It's really a very important lesson for everybody, especially at that age. That's the age they ought to be learning about peace and getting along and being aware of and respectful of people and their differences. Our poll on Friday, what do you want most from your government? A, strong leadership. I don't have any results here, though.
Oh, no, I'll get those.
Find those. That will be a help. Meanwhile, we're going to meet Mary Casciola from the mayor's office here in Memphis and find out why this is a very special place from her point of view. In the meantime, speaking of special and place, face and place, they rhyme. Amazing. You have a very special face, Jennifer.
Okay.
Richie, you have a very special face. How many of you consider your face to be really handsome or really beautiful? You have character powered by you. There are solutions to lines and wrinkles and sagging eyelids. Jennifer and Rich, man, there aren't two more different faces on the planet. Richie's face looks like he hasn't been getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
And that's true.
True that.
Jennifer, however, her face is beautiful and lovely. No lasers, no circles, none of that stuff for her. She has not had to disguise her face. She uses night screen. Good, Doug. Night skin cream. Maybe if I'm being paid by the word, Richie, we can cut out skin. Night cream kind of works. It is the best way for you to look younger. It moisturizes, takes care of that dry skin at night, has a natural moisturizer like your skin does. It enhances what's in your skin to get rid of the wrinkles on your face, that sort of thing. So at night, support your face with night skin. That's smart. And in the daytime, use Tautinol. Tautinol is another product, comes from New Vitality. It's a great way for you to protect your skin from the vagaries of the sun and the wind, the strong weather conditions that will affect the value of your face and how it maintains its youthful look. You got to treat it. You got to protect it. You got to help it out. So call 800-607-7078. You'll pay shipping and handling, and that's it for Night Skin. A free bottle is yours by calling now, 800-607-7078, and ask them about Tautinol. Tell them you heard Doug Steffen talking about it. You understand that Tautinol is a great way for you to protect your skin. Makes your skin feel so much better. When you go out in the morning, I put these creams on every day and every night myself. I really do. And it really, it's sort of, you know, you feel, the face feels vibrant. So protect yourself and look better as well. Tautinol in the daytime is a special deal on that. Night Skin at night, get a free bottle. Call 800-607-7078.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
All right, 15, 16, 17. No, let's make it 14 before the hour. Richie, do I hit 14 before the hour?
Sold.
Everybody, 14 before the hour.
To the man in the corner with the clock.
Good day program from Memphis. The lady who is the boss of the mayor is here, Mary Casciola, who is telling me that she was a journalist before. There aren't many journalists left, you know.
Oh, I know. I know.
You know, most
dying breed.
Yeah, it is. Well, because people don't really get that they're not supposed to have opinions. They're supposed to tell the story, right? The facts.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but were you a person who had opinions and therefore you decided you better get out and follow your passions politically?
Well, sort of, yes.
Yeah, right.
I started as a journalist and then I became a columnist,
yeah,
and I had my opinion there.
Right. What is your opinion?
I have lots of them.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. Give us one.
Well, I think Memphis is awesome.
Awesome. Okay, mm-hmm. There it is. Headlines. Memphis is awesome. Now, that's not, nobody's going to argue with you about that.
No. No one is.
All right, so what have you written or said that people can argue with you about?
Oh, well, I'm sure there's tons of things out there.
Well, did you work on the mayor's reelection?
No, I didn't at all.
So after the mayor got elected, then you got the job.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So do people really know what your politics are?
I think that people understand I'm sort of liberal.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
How does that square in Memphis? What sort of a left or right, what kind of city is Memphis?
Memphis is a fairly progressive city.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly progressive.
Mm-hmm. We're a dot of blue and a state of red.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? So how does that work in trying to get things done?
Well, locally it's fine.
It is. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? Why do you think Memphis is so much different than Knoxville, Nashville, wherever else there's a pulse around the state?
Our demographics are a lot different.
But people
than
come
the rest.
Here from other parts of the country. Is Memphis a place where there are not a lot of native Memphians?
There are a lot of native Memphians. We get a lot of musicians coming in,
right?
Because of the legacy of Elvis Presley, obviously, and Sax, Colesville. So,
are you from here originally?
No, I'm not.
Where are you
I
from?
No, I'm from Texas originally.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a liberal in Texas, or is that why you got out of Texas to come up here?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what is there about this? Let's talk about some of the things that are unique. FedEx. I get off the, I went over to the airport to switch a car and pick up Bob, and I'm driving around, and FedEx is everywhere. You land, you can't miss it. You drive around the airport, you can't. It's like a campus. They have a college. It's like
a
college
do.
Campus there, really, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So what sort of, they're the biggest employer in Memphis, are they?
They are not the biggest
aren't
employer
they?
In Memphis, but they are the biggest economic driver.
Yeah.
The school system is the largest employer.
So why was Fred Smith, was he from here originally? Is that why the company got started here?
I believe he was, yeah.
Really? Because it's sort of centrally located. It's not center, but it's a good, the stuff that comes in. I mean, it's fascinating. If you sit at the airport here and you watch, every other plane that takes off is a FedEx plane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all day long, all night long.
We are in the center of the country as far as that goes. We're a rail hub. We have a river port. Logistically, things come and go here all the time.
And Piggly Wiggly is headquartered here.
Well, it was started here.
It was.
The first self-service grocery store in the nation
Piggly
started here.
Piggly Wiggly.
Uh-huh. Piggly Wiggly.
Do we know why they called it Piggly Wiggly?
You know, I don't know why they called it Piggly Wiggly.
All right, so what else there? We have St. Jude's is here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of philanthropies are here,
Well,
philanthropic organizations.
We, as a people, are one of the most giving in the nation.
Why do you think that is?
Well, we just care a lot about people.
Yeah.
No, Memphis.
You make a good politician. You're going to run for something?
I am, actually. No,
are you?
No, I'm not. No. Memphians, I think that there are some towns you go to where you say, like, that's the bad side of town, this is the good side of town. In Memphis, it's
no
sort
bad.
Of interspersed. Yeah, there's
what,
no
the bad
no
the good
bad.
Are together?
There's no bad. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it's block by block sometimes.
How is crime and stuff here?
Actually, I'm really proud to report that our crime is down 30% in the
is
last
it?
4 years.
Yeah, is the mayor, what's the mayor's name? We were talking about the mayor, we don't even know what the mayor's name is.
His name is Mayor A.C. Wharton.
How long has he been mayor?
He's been mayor for about a year now.
Oh, he's new.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
new.
So he's making a lot of changes?
He is making a lot of changes, and there is a new county mayor as well, Mark Luttrell. And the two of them together are
working
doing some exciting things.
Mary, thank you for being here. Mary Casciola with the mayor's office.
Thank you so
in
much.
Memphis.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Bye.
From Star Wars gets us started in movie moments, performed by John Williams, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, Alec Guinness, James Earl Jones. His birthday is today, Chucker. He turns 80. 80 years old. His voice still has it. He still does tons. His voice is what is like all the attention was given this guy, Ted Williams, last week or the week before that. And yeah. I put his voice next to James Earl Jones. Sounds like he's a pipsqueak. Next to James Earl Jones.
And all this from a guy who used to stutter.
Yeah. James right, Earl exactly. Jones. Well, that's the whole message in the King's... The King's Speech.
Yeah.
That's the whole message behind that, how you can overcome things that are important to overcome for some people. James Earl Jones, where would he have been if he was still stuttering? He wouldn't be doing what he's done. He was the voice of Darth Vader, as most of you remember.
Well, welcome to Walmart.
welcome to Walmart. He doesn't do that, does he?
No, if he weren't... Yeah, what would he be doing?
Welcome to Walmart.
Welcome to Walmart.
Yeah, 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here for Movie Moments. He also
By the way, did you watch your Golden Globe Awards last night?
Little of them. Mm-hmm. Not a lot. I was, as usual, Ricky Gervais. You can leave him in a bucket someplace. He was a waste of time.
He's actually a very funny host. His humor is certainly on the third rail for that room, but... Like always, that telecast.
But that's the point. He doesn't. His comedic skills don't serve most of the mass American audience any more than Piers Morgan or some of these other people that they bring in. And they think they're the only ones who are fascinated with these people are the insiders. Otherwise, people. And you see the reflection of that today with the comments. More people are talking about him as host than the results of the awards ceremony.
Well, I think because most of the awards are just really predictable this year. Although I was, on the TV side, I was really glad to see Steve Buscemi win Best Actor for Boardwalk Empire and Boardwalk Empire winning Best Drama. Also nice to see Michael Douglas come out and give an award at the end. He said, this is, there's got to be a better way to get a standing ovation, but, supposedly he's beat cancer. That's what he said.
Licked it. He does look better. Colin Firth, I got his award last night for the King's Speech. Natalie Portman won as the ballerina in Black Swan. You like that movie, don't you?
I did. I liked it a lot. I was surprised how much I liked it. She's going to win the Oscar. She gives a great performance. A fascinating movie. It's not going to win Best Picture because it's basically a psychological thriller.
Well, Social Network will win for Best Picture, don't you think?
Yeah, I do at this point.
All right. Meanwhile, The Green Hornet and what happened, the weekend box office totals, why don't we go through some of them? You have, as usual, gone through the numbers. I was interested to see some of these things myself, where True Grit came out. But you have the stage now, Chucker.
Okay, Doug. Paramount's Green Hornet did open number one. They have to be somewhat relieved. The film's $130 million produced. A lot of controversy about having Seth Rogen play the lead and turn it into more of a comedy than an action movie. But still, despite split reviews, some people really liked it. Some people hated it. It opened to $34 million in business. Ron Howard's comedy, The Dilemma, opened what they call soft, 17.4, considering it stars Vince Vaughn and Kevin James. That's a pretty weak number. Number three was True Grit. This film continues to surprise and do much better than anyone had anticipated, 11.2.
So why do you think there are no honors, there were no nominations for it at the Golden Globes?
That surprised a lot of people, including
and the
myself.
Oscars. There's no part of it for the Oscars that's up either.
No, well, the Oscars are not going to announce. It's going to the girl Haley Steinfeld. She's going to get nominated for Best Supporting Actress. I have absolutely no doubt about that.
Why did I think that there already were
nominations?
Remember,
I told you it's not till the 25th of the month.
Don't be underscoring what you told me already.
I love you, though, Dougie.
Yeah, I know you do.
They expanded the King's Speech into more theaters, and it scored with $9 million in box office. This film's done $44 million in 8 weeks in the limited release, and The Black Swan ran out the top 10, 8.1, $73 million in 7 weeks of release. Pretty solid numbers for The Black Swan. A lot of these specialty films have done very, very well. There's a lot of interest in people who want to see the potential Oscar-nominated films. The only one that has not done well at all is Danny Boyle's 127 Hours about the mountain
climber.
He's only done like $12 million in business.
Tough for people today. What do you make of the scandal, this guy suing the Hollywood Foreign Press Association because he says they're corrupt?
He's probably right, but, not going to hold up on court.
Right, yeah, right. But it's too late now because the awards already have been announced, at least for this year. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments on Good Day at 59 past the hour.